From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with the Concerto in D Major for Violin and Orchestra, Opus 61, of Ludwig von Beethoven. Beethoven completed the work in 1806. Its premiere was highly unsuccessful, however, and as a result, the composition languished for many decades. It was revived in 1844 when it was performed by Joseph Joachim. This performance was far more successful, and the piece has gone on to become one of the most popular violin concertos of all time. The work is in three movements, Allegro ma non troppo, Larghetto, and Rondo Allegro, respectively. This is an historic recording featuring the great violinist Jascha Heifetz with the NBC Symphony Orchestra conducted by Arturo Toscanini, recorded on March 11, 1940.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D Major, Opus 61. As performed by the NBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Arturo Toscanini, featuring violinist Jascha Heifetz. A 1940 recording released as a 78 RPM album by RCA Victor. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our website is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is show number 1705. We'll conclude the hour with four selections from an electronic music compilation released in 1966. The album, simply titled Electronic Music, was released as an LP on the Turnabout label that year. It features short selections from four electronic music composers. And the album would have made a great starting point for anyone just getting introduced to electronic music in the mid-1960s. We'll listen first to music of Spanish composer Andrés Levin Richter Osiander, his piece Study No. 1, where he attempts to create the sound of real instrumentation, such as bells, percussion, and strings, by utilizing electronic instruments. We'll then listen to a piece from the Turkish composer İlhan Mimaroglu. It's called Bowery Bum, and it's inspired by an India ink drawing of Jean Dubuffet, consisting of random lines which, when looked at as a whole, seem to depict a rather droll character or a bum. The source material for this tape piece is nothing more than a simple rubber band. Then, music of Israeli electronic music composer Tzvi Avni, his piece Vocalise, juxtaposing the human voice, that of his wife Prima, with electronic music sounds. And we'll close with music of Walter, later Wendy Carlos, and their composition, Variations for Flute and Electronic Sound. This piece contains six variations based on an 11-bar theme, which is played on the flute at the outset of the composition. First up, though, Study No. 1, music of Andrés Levin Richter Osiander. Thank you.
Thank you.
And there you had four selections from the LP, Electronic Music. We listened first to Study Number 1, music by Andres Levin Richter Osiander from Spain. From Turkey, Bowery Bum, music by İlhan Mimaroglu. Israeli composer Tzvi Avni gave us his composition, Vocalize. And lastly, from the US, Walter, later Wendy Carlos, and their composition, Variations for Flute and Electronic Sound. All of these works dating from the year 1964, and all appearing as part of this long out-of-print LP from the Turnabout label, released in 1966. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.